That was a genuinely varied Wednesday. Let me try to pull out what I think matters beyond the individual stories. The Amazon tax and Meta trial stories are part of the same underlying question: what obligations do platforms have when they become infrastructure? When a market mechanism becomes so dominant that sellers can't opt out, or when a design choice becomes so pervasive that users can't avoid its effects, the question of whether those are purely commercial decisions or something more like public utility decisions is going to be litigated in courts and legislatures for the next decade. Today we got two sharp articulations of the same underlying problem.
On the technology side, I keep returning to the bimodal AI adoption finding from Linear. The hardware story, Cerebra's CS4, the inference optimization race, CUDA lock-in, matters precisely because AI tool adoption isn't just about whether the models are good enough. It's about whether the infrastructure is fast and cheap enough to make AI assistance the default path rather than the effortful one. Reducing the activation energy, to use today's metaphor, for AI tools is partly a model quality problem and partly an infrastructure problem.
The science stories, Palomar Verified Mathematics, the Fly-Wire Connectome, the ULES Lung Recovery Study, are all examples of patient, institutional investment in rigor-producing results that wouldn't come from faster cycles. Tau's formal verification registry, the decade-long connectome mapping effort, the multi-year London policy experiment. Not everything important moves at startup speed.
Before we close out, we owe listeners an honest reckoning. A few weeks back on the show, and this is from May 18th, we mentioned in passing that Ukraine had reportedly hit Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We presented it as context without questioning it, and we should have. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, far from any Ukrainian operational theater, and no credible reporting supported that claim. We repeated something that appears to have been fabricated or seriously mistaken information. We should have caught it. We didn't. We're telling you now because you deserve to know when we get things wrong. And this one was genuinely bad fact-checking on our part.
That kind of error is exactly why the time capsule segment exists. We're not going to pretend it didn't happen. We said it, it was wrong, and the right response is to name it clearly rather than quietly hope nobody noticed.
Everything we discussed today came directly from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If the Amazon tax debate, the Cerebra's hardware story, the Flywire connectome pet, or the supersonic trebuchet caught your attention, go read the comment threads. They're where the actual expert-level analysis lives. We've been pointing you there sincerely since day one, and the community continues to reward that trust.
A genuine word of thanks to the tools that make this possible. We use Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for the real-time topic discovery that surfaces these stories every morning. These tools have made it possible for a two-person operation to produce daily analysis at a quality level that would have required a much larger team a few years ago. We're grateful for them.
And if today's global dimensions, the EU regulatory story, the platform power economics, the public health policy question from London, left you wanting more geopolitical and market context, check out the Intelligix Daily News. It's our companion show that covers geopolitics, markets, and world events with the same analytical approach we bring here.
We'll be back Thursday with whatever the Hacker News community decides matters most tomorrow morning. For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.